This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mr. Fourth and Long in studio. We'll get Jesse's star up, star down on the Cowboys at 9. But listen to what your boy Michael Irvin.
Oh, man.
Michael Irvin, have you heard? You haven't heard this?
I have not.
Listen to what Michael Irvin said about offensive linemen yesterday on the NFL Network.
I always say this to the kids that I coach. But playing offensive line is as easy as anything. You're 300 pounds. He's 300 pounds. Stay in front of him for 3 seconds, and you one day can get $300 million. Don't tell me about this being some athletic situation.
Show us, Mike.
All offensive linemen do, guys. Hold on.
All right, here we go.
Here's the job of an offensive lineman.
Look out, Mike.
It's right here.
Whoa.
And stay here for 3 seconds. 3 seconds.
See,
that's not like playing wide receiver.
See that kick step.
Well, that's all they do. That's all they have to do. They sit like that. And they stay there for 3 seconds. 3 seconds. You're 300 pounder. He 300 pounder. You stay in front of him for 3 seconds. And when you get to be in the league, they'll pay you $300 million. It ain't that hard of a job. Hey, don't be telling me about these some athletes.
I have one question.
These are fat men standing in front of each other doing a fat man's dance.
You tell me, answer one question.
How
many times have you passed protected in your time?
He does it. That's
I'm too athletic for that.
That's a fat man's dance.
Should we check research?
That's a fat man's dance. He's right. That's come on, Marshall, man. Come on.
I mean, I've done it.
Man.
The box is this big. You ain't got to just keep right there. Just stay in front of him. Hey, big boy, ain't going nowhere. What's up? How you doing today? That's it right there. Just have that conversation.
Okay.
And it's over. The ball
right.
is gone.
Now look, Michael is laughing with basically every word that he says in life. Man, he was
serious about this.
He was serious about this.
He was upset that that some of the salary cap money that should have been going to him was going to Larry Allen. And he was like, no.
You should have seen him doing the stance though.
Oh, it was great.
Of the line. Like, did you see Tyron yesterday with the workout clips of no, just like step back up. Step hands. And he's like, that's all you have to do for 3 seconds. Killing offensive linemen. Damian Woody tweeted him and said, hey, man, there's a reason why there's more offensive linemen in the hall than any other position. Put some respect on our position. You've been hanging out every weekend with Nate Newton.
Yeah.
What is Nate going to say back to Mike?
Nate's going to have something to say to Mike. He's probably going to call him some words that we probably can't play on the air.
Yeah.
But here's the funny thing, right? Mike goes at, and this might be as idiotic as my jokingly saying that kickers don't matter, right? and I think we all said it with a little bit of tongue-in-cheek, especially when you talk about probably the most athletic position on the field is wide receiver. So we always kind of turn our nose down to other positions. We're saying no one is more athletic than us. But Michael Irvin couldn't stay in front of a safety coming down to block for Emmitt Smith. So if he couldn't block a safety or block a corner, you can't get on a guy for not blocking another 300-pound guy. But I think it's all in fun and you know, that's Mike.
I've always wondered, though, how offensive linemen have fun playing football. Like, every other position I can see where it's fun, but not offensive linemen.
Yeah, like
I don't see what's fun about that at all.
Mauling guys.
Man,
to maul a guy. To pancake a guy.
But pass blocking.
Pass blocking's got to be boring. Is it? Look, all you do as an offensive lineman, like the biggest reward you have is crooked fingers. Like, that's what you get out of – you get a lot of money and crooked fingers from playing the position.
Their reward isn't what we deem as a reward, right? They look at it and go, man, my quarterback threw for 300 yards. My running back ran for $150. So their reward is more of an internal group reward to look at it and go, we didn't allow a sack in the game. That's why quarterbacks always give nice gifts, right? Breitling watches, Rolex watches, TVs, Caterpillar golf carts and stuff like that, because – they understand that we're not going to get glamorized. When you play that position, you understand from the gate. They're not going to put us on the billboard. We're not going on the tickets. No one wants to come to an autograph signing for us. But our job is the most important job that you have on the football field.
Your take on Zeke and his undisclosed location
Cabo?
Being revealed. Cabo.
That tells me enough right there. If you haven't even been gone 24 hours and we know where you're at, it's not secluded enough. It's not secluded enough, and I won't butcher anymore trying to speak another language. I did a terrible job at that.
The Calientes?
The Calientes, the Cajunes. I butchered that yesterday in the pregame show, but I mean.
What did you think about that as your training summit excursion to look, Cabo?
Have you been to Cabo before?
I've not
in Mexico
been
before.
Yes, I have. I've been to Puerto Vallarta. Yeah.
Listen, it's not a place that you go to train.
No. Sorry. You go to drink. No. You go to drink and you go to check out
Cabo
girls.
Cabo is exactly. Like the vacation destination.
Yeah, a lot of undertow there too. I wouldn't, apparently, I don't go in the water.
You don't go to that type of place to train, right? And here's the thing about Zeke, when you're at that kind of a place, and it's easy to say, oh yeah, I'm going, I'm staying focused, day one. Oh yeah, man, I'm on day two. Day three, day four, you get cabin fever, the walls start closing in on you, you start hearing a little merengue, you know, you start smelling the margaritas,
yeah.
You see the little senoritas walk by.
Warm
out
there.
All of a sudden, Thursday night, Friday night, you want to release a little bit. You want to let your hair down, and so you'll stroll on down until you jump in your little Uber X. Do they have Ubers in Mexico?
I don't know. But any place that wasn't named like
Siberia,
Switzerland, Russia. Like, seriously, he should have done Rocky IV.
Yeah.
And be tramping through the snow with a giant wood log on his arm.
Not a Jerry Rice mountain.
Yeah, like he should be.
There better be a hill. There better be a sand hill out there.
He should be with like the Von Trapp family, all right, out there in the Alps. That's where he should be. Not anywhere near a beach. Not anywhere near a margarita or tequila or whatever. Shouldn't be anywhere near any of those things. He should be near
nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Zeke. Cabo, undisclosed training sessions.
I wonder, is he staying in the same villa that Tony Romo and Jason Witten stayed at when they went to Cabo?
Too soon.
Stop it.
Too soon.
Bobby Carpenter was there.
Man. All right. Trying to figure out some things.
Let's go star up, star down, man. The fans are not happier with Jason Garrett after that interview with us right here on DFW Sports Station. Let's see if yesterday Holly told me it'd be close because of pride.
I was halfway right.
Because you were halfway right. What happened, and are Chop and I crazy for thinking this team can still be 10-6? Will Holly end the season like many of you are? Jesse Holly in studio for the final hour on a Cowboy Monday. Next. Oh, my gosh. Is that the call from WIP in the background of their radio broadcast?
Yep. That happened in our stadium as Cowboys fans were piling out late in the fourth quarter. You could audibly hear on the WIP broadcast in Philly the fans chanting their stupid, stupid fight song. Mm.
Jesse, what was the fan breakdown yesterday in AT&T? Jesse Holly in studio for the rest of the show with Sean and RJ on a Cowboys Monday.
The Philly fans were there. They came out. They weren't as vocal as they were in the second half. They were in the first half.
Right.
It wasn't like that. I honestly didn't hear the cheer.
It's tough for you to hear the press box. Right?
I mean, if you're loud enough, we hear you.
Yeah.
I just didn't. It wasn't audible enough for us to hear in the booth.
Like, did you think there would be more of them?
No. It was a good amount of Philadelphia fans. It was a good amount.
You know. That is the one thing, like there's like two things that are good about Philadelphia. One is like the Liberty Bell, and then the other is
leaving.
Like you should be scared to cheer on your team in an opposing stadium. You should be fearful. Like we don't have that. We don't have that fear. Our fans aren't going to beat you up, knock you down, throw beer. You should literally think before you go to another stadium about wearing the jersey.
Do you want that for us though?
Yes. I like that we're not like that, but I think in some division games, you know, where it's a bigger game, I do want that for. Like Sean tells a story about like he took his you took your Lakers jersey off when you were a kid in Boston.
Yeah.
Cuz you were getting
upper deck there was not enough security where I really thought I was going to get shoved pushed down the steps by these mass holes.
And that's like there is something beneficial to that to the home team. Like you should, like seriously, like you know, I shouldn't go to another stadium and brazenly flaunt who I'm rooting for, because I should be fearful gives you a better, that I'm going to get my butt kicked.
It gives you a better home field.
It does. It gives you a better home field.
It gives you a better home field. It's just that, they murder each other in the parking lot. Yeah. It's always been more civil here, which is good. I'd rather have the calmer, more civil crowd where I don't have to worry about my kid getting hit by a bottle at the age of six.
Right. Like 9 times out of 10, I want that. But like last night, seriously, you should not be singing that song in this stadium.
What happened in that game?
They got whooped. Listen, Philadelphia, at the stage that the Cowboys are in right now with all the injuries, better football team. And it showed. Philadelphia did exactly what you were supposed to do to a team that you're superior than. And right now with the Cowboys and all their injuries, the Philadelphia Eagles are a superior team to the Cowboys, and they showed it more so in the second half than they did in the first half. But they made the adjustments, and they opened up a can of whooptail in the second half on the Cowboys.
You could see talent. Like you could see the talent on the field. If the Cowboys had Tyron, Lee, Zeke, did you get a sense that this Eagles team was still better? If everyone on the Cowboys is healthy?
Slightly. But there are plays in that game, and I'll go to the Alfred Morris stuff. While he still rushed for 91 yards, right? That's a decent performing, decent running performance for a game. But I talk about this all the time. When you get to the National Football League, the talent gap isn't this huge wide gap. Mm-hmm. It's a small gap. But within that circumference of the gap, you're talking about worlds of a difference. There were times with Alfred Morris when he broke out for that 30-yard run and that 20-yard run, that if that's Zeke Elliott, and this is what people say, you know, and Jeff lives by this theory a lot, and I'm okay with him living by it, but he's just like, you know, and I think, Chop, you do as well, where you can just plug a guy in and play running back, and it'll be all right, and it'll be fine. But it's in these type of moments where that 30-yard gain, if that's Zeke, it's to the house.
Mm-hmm.
That 25-yard game, if that's Zeke, it's to the house. And now you're talking about two opportunities where they go and score off those type of running plays where your average back gets tackled for a 15-yard gain or gets tackled for a 20-yard gain. So it may not look like a huge difference, but when you look at it, hindsight's always 20/20. When you look at it, you go, man, if Zeke was there, he has, right, the fifth gear. He can hit the button and go into that next gear. He breaks that arm tackle. He doesn't get tripped up from behind. Certain things just don't happen that can ultimately change the outcome of a game. Because if you go down and score, now they have to drive the field. Maybe they feel a little demoralized. Things change when you start exchanging points, stuff like that. And there's a difference. There's a reason why Zeke is Zeke and Alfred is Alfred. There's a reason why the Dez of 2 years ago is not the same Dez right now. Think about this. They ran at least three or four what they call smoke screens. Well, you see Dez take one step, turn, and he's throwing the ball. Cornerbacks never tackled him one-on-one.
I know.
Never tackled him one-on-one.
Yeah.
He got tackled three times yesterday, one-on-one.
Yes.
With the that
one arm,
never,
ripping him down by one arm.
That never happened with Dez. And so you see the difference of when a guy who is in his prime and can still do some things, or when a guy is absent and you have to put the second string guy in there, and that makes a world of a difference. And all those things, it may not seem like much, but 2 years ago, one-on-one in that situation, Dez gains at least 15 yards. And you do that multiple times in the game, that extends drives. That motivates the team. That gets the crowd going. It's little things like that that you can do that the Cowboys can't do now because they don't have the talented guys out there to do it.
Brad Sham's suggested question for us to Jason Garrett was, what's up with the wide outs?
Mm-hmm.
Terrence had the ball bounce off him for another pick.
Again.
Beasley didn't do anything except tweet after the game, getting trolled by Philly trolls. Jason Witten had one catch. Bryce, garbage time. What's up with the wide outs?
Well, Jason Witten, he had to spend a lot of his time inside blocking, right? And he's a shell of himself. He's not what he once was. He's an older guy. He's the Dirk Nowitzki of the Dallas Cowboys. While we love him and he's revered, he's a legend, and you can't even talk bad about him. But he's not himself.
He's getting old, man.
He's old.
My age.
Cole Beasley, while everything he was a year ago, guys are saying, Dak, we're taking this little option away from you. We're not going to allow you to continue to throw this ball and allow him to get these 8-yard catches and extend drives. I think the most – and we know what Terrence Williams is going to be, right? He's going to be an inconsistent guy. He'll make good plays.
Giveth and taketh.
Exactly. And last night, another situation where, yes, the ball was tipped, but if he reaches out and catches the ball with his hands, it hits him in the arm. It hit him in the arm.
That was
and
the
deflected.
Second Terrence Williams interception of the year.
Yeah, and it's because he won't turn and catch the ball with his hands. And then, and last but not least, you know, we have to look at Dez. We have to look at the guy who we need. Who we need. I said yesterday in the pregame show, we needed Dez to have one of those old school Dez games. To take one of those slants, break a tackle, and go 60 yards.
And Laufenberg
for a
told
touchdown.
Us they're giving him single coverage.
Every time. Like, and that's the part that's crazy. They're taking away Cole with double, and they're saying, is that your best guy, Dez? And they're not saying, you know, Darby didn't shadow Dez. Like, he was getting played by the second-string quarterback. And a lot of it's the chemistry isn't there between he and Dak. The chemistry in there, and the thing that I saw last night, the thing that Dez does well as far as the go route and the jump ball is not the thing that Dak throws well. So you have the two opposite strengths and weaknesses of the player, and now you're wondering why the only thing that they really connect on are slants. That's a Dak throw. That's a Dez route. But the other stuff, the down the field stuff, and I'm not saying Dak can't throw down the field. That's not his game. His game is not drop back seven steps and fling the ball down the field 30, 40, 50 yards. And that's where Dez has excelled a large majority of his career, is on the slant routes and being able to go up down the field and make those 50-50 jump ball moss plays. And those two just haven't gotten on the same page because the chemistry is not there.
How do you judge Dak without Tyron and without Zeke? And with a declining Dez Bryant?
The one knock that I've had on Dak is his ability to maneuver the pocket.
Careful what you're about to say.
I know. But his ability to maneuver the pocket, his ability to stand in the pocket and deliver the ball down the field.
Does he leave the pocket too soon?
Way too soon. Way too soon. And this is way before the six-gap game, right? I understand now you get hit enough in the back of your mind, your clock. And he said it last night.
And they designed more for him to get outside of that.
Well, he's a better throw that way, right? You work to his strengths. He's a better throw on the run. I forgot who said it, but one respectable name said Dak is the best. He's the best and most accurate throw that he's seen on the move consistently.
We said that.
No, it wasn't you, Chop. It wasn't you. It was someone who actually, knew what they were talking about. For him, it's the ability to stay in the pocket and don't allow things around you to rattle you. We saw a lot of his throws yesterday at the feet of Dez Bryant, bouncing up, low ball, and all that because a lot of times you have to be able to stand in that pocket and deliver the ball. And that's what teams are saying now. Teams are saying, we're not going to let you do that fake. If you watched the game last night, there were several plays where he went to go boot back to the right side, and that DN was right there like, you ain't coming out this way, big boy. And they're saying, you're gonna have to beat us from the pocket. You're going to have to read your reads, go through your route progressions, and deliver the ball in the pocket. And we saw that he couldn't do that on a consistent basis last night.
I'll say this and get in the fight with RJ because usually it's you two. Dak Prescott is still closer to a great game manager than a great quarterback. Period.
Exclamation point.
And if you watch
it's Monday,
that,
it's a holiday week. I ain't fight with you guys.
And if anyone watched that game, and you can even give me Carson Wentz's numbers, and you can't see that Carson Wentz is a better football player than Dak Prescott, then you're blind.
He's a better passer. You nitwits out there saying he's more athletic than Dak.
Okay.
You guys just need more Dak in your life.
Well,
you don't have enough of it. He ain't more athletic than Dak Prescott. He's a better passer. I'm not dying on that hill today. I can't. Carson's not more athletic. Be quiet, Kavanaugh. You what? He's not more athletic. In no world.
I like that Jeff's coming with some truth.
Yeah, in no world is Carson Wentz more athletic than Dak Prescott.
So you're saying a white athlete can't be more athletic than a black athlete?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. and I'm a white guy, I could say that.
And Carson was with a black girl last night.
Wow. I don't know about that one. But look, today, I'm not dying on the Dak Hill today.
Yeah.
But that's not the hill I'm done. I will die on a hill. Okay. You guys know that.
The one that Zeke's running in Cabo.
The hill that Zeke is not running. I don't mind dying on a hill. But today is not the day me to die on a Dak Hill.
All right, it's 1-1. It's 1-1 so far. We'll get into that. Thank you for not blowing that up. All right. Let's play a game of true or false.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Jeffrey.
And he ain't more athletic.
I just wanted to double check to make sure that I'm 100% right because that's what I like to do. I like to check. instead of just throwing stuff out. 40 time.
That doesn't
measures
matter.
Straight line speed. Carson Wentz beat Dak at the combine.
He's 3 inches taller.
Three cone drill measures acceleration and change of direction. Carson Wentz beat him at the combine.
Nope, doesn't matter.
Broad jump represents lower body explosion. Carson Wentz beat Dak at the combine. He's more athletic by every measure.
Who benches more? Dak.
I don't know.
Who squats more? Dak. More athletic. It's all that matters. You want to give me your
you
straight line?
You don't even appreciate leg day. What are you talking about?
Oh, I love leg day.
The worst
Twice
thing
a week,
Jeff
baby.
Jeff actually is probably RJ's biggest undercover fan in the building, so that probably hurts him to say
it
right
does.
There.
It does.
He'll go, you know, I kind of agree with Jeff.
All right, but here's kind the thing. Agree. Here's the thing Kavanaugh's missing. Carson Wentz is like 3.5 inches taller, which means he's of course he's going to have a better time. His legs are longer. It's the same reason why Roy beats everybody in here in a race outside of Jesse, because his legs are so much longer.
All right,
not because he could pick him up and lay him down.
Jess.
I love you, Kavanaugh. I still do. I'm still your fan.
True or false? Cowboys coaches do not adjust.
True.
Why? Why do you say that? How can we tell?
They
I mean,
watch the game.
What I'm trying to do is not pretend to be Mr. Super Scout X's and O's.
So here's what happens. When you watch a team going, and I think the biggest – it's not that they don't adjust at halftime. The biggest problem that the Cowboys don't do well is...
By the way, they've been outscored 47-0 in their last 2 second halves.
Right. And so there was a stat last night
and
that...
they lost the Rams in the Packer game that way.
Yeah. The Cowboys don't do a good job of in-game adjustments. Being able to sometimes scrap your plan and come up with something completely different in order to win a football game. That's the biggest thing. You don't have much time in the halftime to make full-out adjustments. You're going to have to do a lot of your adjustments on the run, on the sideline, in between periods, in between series. And I think that's the part where the Cowboys coaching staff don't do a good enough job with being able to adjust from their initial game plan and to how the game formulates throughout four quarters.
Jesse Holly, Mr. Fourth and Long, in studio here on DFW Sports Station. True or false, the Cowboys wide receivers are average.
True. Well, look at the numbers. The numbers speak for themselves. When you look at what it is, their number one receiver right now, Dez Bryant, through 10 games, I think he has maybe just over 500 yards.
What was your 100 yards stat?
16 regular season games. It's been 16 regular season football games since Dez Bryant has had a 100-yard game.
Oh, my God.
16. The last 100-yard game that he had was in the playoffs against Green Bay a year ago. He had 132. But regular season games, it's been 16 regular season games since Dez has hit the century mark in receiving yards.
We're getting word right now, terrible news. Tony Casillas, former Cowboy, tweeted this earlier. Terry Glenn has passed away. Mm. Former Cowboys wide receiver has passed away from a car accident. So that's horrible news with a guy that we all grew up watching. Terry Glenn, former Cowboy, passing away because of a car accident.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.